Greg on the Nightside Project, former Salt Lake County prosecutor, and now, of course, practicing with his own firm. And Greg, we wanted to get you on because there seem like there's so many different legal angles on this. I don't know where to start. What interests you the most on this? Does the religious angle make more sense to you to like attack and go, hold on a minute, I don't know if this makes sense? Or where do you look at this immediately when you see a case like this?
You know, what intrigues me the most right off the start, Alex, is that what about these parents? What are they going to do? Parents who feel very, very strongly for religious or cultural or for whatever reason, they've decided they don't want their kids to be vaccinated. And now the state of California is saying, you cannot attend our schools. And the question is going to be, is that going to be enforceable? And in my opinion, just looking at what the state of California has done so far, it looks like it's a pretty valid way to help public safety. And when you weigh public health and public safety against the sort of personal needs of the individuals, I think that you're going to always err in favor of the safety of the individuals at the school and the people that are going to the schools.
Greg, it does seem, though, as soon as you enter into the discussion of whether it crosses the line of religious beliefs, if you can't use that as an excuse, does that get into a scary little realm whenever you're dealing with laws? How do they justify being able to say, I don't even care what your religious beliefs say, you still have to get vaccinated?
Because what California is saying is this: we're not requiring your kids to get vaccinated. What they're saying is, we're requiring your kids to get vaccinated if they want to attend our schools. So if for religious reasons you absolutely cannot have your kid get vaccinated, you have other alternatives, and that is that you homeschool the kids or you get some sort of a medical exemption. And it's, I think Alex said it early in the earlier segment, it's got to be more than just a doctor's note, something from a doctor that said these vaccinations would cause more harm than good to this individual kid.
It seems like it would be a hard situation if you did have maybe a kid in that school who's got the medical exemption and everybody else is, you know, at the school. And there's this feeling, too, though.
For show and tell, I'm bringing the measles.
Yeah, you just look. I mean, I look at this, too, and I say, I don't know if this is something that – could you see it elevating as high as, like, the Supreme Court that they end up doing this? Or does this just go, like, maybe to – I mean, certainly people are going to fight against this, and somebody's going to – there's going to be a fill-in-the-blank versus the state of California, and they're going to want to take this as high as it can go. Could the Supreme Court end up seeing this?
Yeah, and almost certainly they will. What's going to happen is some parent's going to take their kid to school here in the next few weeks or months, and the school's going to turn them away. And that parent, on behalf of that child, is going to file a lawsuit against the school saying, constitutionally, in this country, we provide an education for all of our citizens, and my child is not being provided that, and I want to enforce that right. The school, or the state of California, rather, is going to come in and say, look, constitutional, we need to protect our citizenry, and that right trumps your right to have your kid educated, and we're going to get that case all the way up to the Supreme Court eventually.
Greg Skordas, he's, of course, a former Salt Lake County prosecutor, and all around, I mean, anytime you can get an opinion of Greg Skordas, it's always great. We appreciate you joining us, and